Now, the classified document leaker, that gamer who happened to work in the Air National Guard and had access, he had credentials to top secret information and really bragged about it with his gaming buddies. He was indicted yesterday on 6 charges. Jack Teixeira from Massachusetts Air National Guard. He's accused of willful detention and distribution of national defense information. We learned a lot of stuff based on the revelation of these documents that we were not supposed to know. But basically, this low-level Air National Guardsman somehow had access to some of the nation's top secrets and ended up releasing them to a bunch of gaming buddies on Discord, which would then, of course, lead to the rest of the Internet. So it's a pretty serious case. We know that. So let's get into it with Todd Flood, what this latest development means. Todd Flood, attorney at Flood Law. Todd, thanks for joining us. Nice to have you back.
Hey, thanks for having me, Tom.
Hey, so this is a real serious case. Not only did Jack Teixeira, not only did he retain these classified documents, but he willingly shared them on this gaming social media platform. And that elevates this thing to a pretty serious level, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. Absolutely. There's no question. When you're taking these classified documents and then distributing them for the public at large within this media website, it puts him in a world of hurt as far as culpability and looking at multitude of charges besides the Espionage Acts and everything else. He's looking at a serious amount of prison time.
Yeah, I bet he is. I know he's still, I think he's still in custody right now. So the ramifications have already been felt from what he did. I mean, he released some stuff about not only our enemies, but our allies. I mean, that we were spying on some pretty friendly nations to us, like the United Kingdom, like Israel, like Germany, looking into them. And we learned some things were not going so well in Ukraine and some other aspects as well. That kind of information we're really not supposed to know about. What do you think might be, if you have an idea on this, some of the long-term effects of the average American having knowledge of this kind of information?
Well, the bigger thing is that of our allies. We've been doing this for, you know, the beginning of time, right? So it's the Bill Belichick move of scouting on everything and everybody. So here in the same vein, you have basically pulled back the curtain on our acts, and going forward, it's going to be very interesting to see how allies treat us. The second thing is, when you put this out and disseminate it to others, think about all the harm that it's going to do for other people, you know, is their own acts or their own perceptions of what they, you know, some nefarious hand gets this, right?
Yeah.
It's a scary situation. In a lot of ways, this man is definitely going to be, you know, seeing the inside of a bar cell.
Yes. The side that we don't want to look at ourselves, he's going to have a prolonged look at that and then some. It boggles my mind because this guy, 21-year-old at the time, kind of a low-level guy in the Air National Guard, how does he get access or maybe even more access to top-secret information than even members of Congress have? How does that occur, and do you think that's pretty common within the military and other areas?
You know, I don't necessarily know or think that this is common, but what this is a faux pas seriously within our own infrastructure as it relates to classified information.
Yeah.
And for someone of a low-level, you know, position having the capability of getting into our servers and the like and breaking in candidly with his own, you know, access to be able to figure out passwords and get all the information is really, it boggles the mind as it relates to this is supposed to be top security vault material and someone can just, you know, with the right brain and a little bit of access, get into it. That's scary to me.
It is scary. It is scary to me as well. There are some things that were revealed that are kind of like, huh, that's not what we were told by this government, by this White House. And one of the things we've been told is how well the Ukrainians were doing in Russia in this conflict, and find out now it actually about to run out of ammunition, not doing so well, and things like that. And then I think Nord Stream pipeline, we found out that it was planned by the Ukrainians, which was opposite of what we were being told.
What we were told, yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, the diversion of saying one thing and we come to find out and reveal something else also puts us in, not a great light, does it?
No, and I think that's the larger concern. That's why these things need to be kept top secret. I totally support that because, listen, we might do some things that maybe we're not proud of, but if our enemies found out about it, even our friends find out about this stuff, and then they become our enemy as a result of it. So these things have eventually a purpose to being kept classified and top secret. To that point, because this is real-time information that he was releasing, you compare it to, like, I don't know, Joe Biden, the stuff that he had when he was senator, or Mike Pence when he was vice president, or Donald Trump when he was president. A lot of that stuff was stuff that happened in the past. This is real-time information. Do you think this, not comparing the criminal charges, but in terms of national security issues, is more damaging and more threatening to national security than the others?
I don't know what the information is, as it relates to what Trump had in the Iran attack or the like. But I think your point's well taken. When you have something that's real time and it's revealing what threats are out there, and on top of it all, what our game plan may or may not be, yeah, I think ultimately it is more serious, to the extent that it's real time. It's not like something, 5 years ago or 4 years ago. This is what our plan is today.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And this came out in the winter. We were learning about plans for the upcoming spring in the Ukraine-Russian war. So it's very concerning. I always appreciate your perspective. Thanks for coming back on here. It's Todd Flood, attorney at Flood Law. Todd, so much. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Have a good one. Your calls now, 800-859-0957, and text messages there as well, 800-859-0WJR. Out to Fairhaven Township, and say hello to Roger. Roger, welcome to All Talk.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Earlier in the program, you were talking about the state compact or whatever it is that they're trying to attempt to get Michigan to go along with this crazy plan they're dreaming up.
Yes.
My question, you mentioned the Constitution, that it might be or probably is unconstitutional. What is the Constitution of the United States?
What
I'll
is
answer
it?
The question. What is it? Yes, I'll answer the question.
Oh, okay.
It's letters of the alphabet formed into words, put on a piece of paper, and it's nothing more than that. It takes people to put meaning in the words. And if we have people who we totally ignore the meaning in the words, it means absolutely nothing. It's toilet paper.
Well, I think your point is well
taken. That's my fear.
Yeah, that's your fear.
That's my fear.
I sense that. I sense what you're saying here. And really, the premise of your statement here is that if we don't take this seriously, it matters not what we do in this country. Every law in this country, everything even the separation of powers between the legislative branch, the executive branch, and the judicial branch, it's a result of the U.S. Constitution. These are the rules of the road and how we're supposed to operate in the United States of America. Every single law in the United States, that includes state laws, are supposed to be within the framework of what the U.S. Constitution allows. And that's why you hear so much pushback against these ideologue who sit as justices on our Supreme Courts, whether at the federal level or in the states. Their only job is to make sure that every law that the legislature passes and the governor or the president signs into law, it sits within that framework, that it is constitutional. That is their only job. That's why they swear an oath to uphold the Constitution. That's why every member of Congress swears an oath to uphold the U.S. Constitution, to defend it. And yet we have many in our Congress or various legislatures around the country who do just the opposite. They tell you cannot speak, which is a violation, of course, of the First Amendment. You can't. If you're a man, you're not allowed to talk. I had a member of Congress tell me flat out, you're a man. You cannot talk about abortion. And I thought, you're a city member of Congress. You just violated your oath. Because I am allowed to talk about it, and so is everybody else. Fox News is up next, and we will be back after that. This is All Talk with Tom Jordan and Kevin Dietz on 760 WJR.